episode. I.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Russian Dog were just standing around. They weren't doing nothing. They're just standing there. They weren't doing nothing. Just standing around. Wasn't doing anything. See, they're just standing around.
All right. Hey, Nard, you've embarrassed me for the last time.
Does that mean from now on you're going to embarrass yourself?
If I have to. But I still have Stupid Larry to help.
Space Commander Wax, I'm running tests on the Magno Cosmo thingy hooter. I need the crayons.
Why talk to me, Stupid Larry? I don't have them.
Weren't you endorsing checks before or forging
me?
Them or something?
No. I was just standing around. I wasn't doing nothing. Just standing around there. I wasn't doing nothing.
Okay. Let's get back to the beginning here. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Russian Dog were trapped on the planet of Real Short Days.
It's getting dark, Space Commander Wax. We better rest.
Yeah, I was about to say that, Stupid Larry. You should let me say that, Stupid Larry. I'm the Space Commander here, Stupid Larry. So you shouldn't say that, Stupid Larry. I should say that, Stupid Larry.
Okay, Space Commander Wax. I was only talking to myself anyway.
Good. Well, Stupid Larry, why don't we camp here for the night?
Because it's morning. We better move it.
What? Morning? Why? Yeah, of course it is.
So we better get moving.
Of course we better get moving, and you better stop telling me what I'm supposed to be telling you.
Sir, Space Commander Wax, should we shove off now?
Start marching, Stupid Larry. Wait, where are we going?
Nowhere, I hope, at least not until morning.
Wait a minute. I thought it was morning.
It was, but look, it's night again.
Yeah, but...
Well, good morning, Space Commander Wax. Should we get going?
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll lose a whole week if we do that. Well, good night.
Good night, but it was just morning, Stupid Larry.
Of course it's morning. Good night.
Good... Good what now, Stupid Larry?
Morning.
But it's dark.
Good night.
Stupid Larry, at this rate, centuries will pass real fast.
Yes, and this planet will end. Good morning.
Good night. Yep. The end of the world is near.
Yep, good morning. End of the world right about...
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with...
Now!
Maybe with the Space Commander Wax! Space Commander!
Look, here we are in Space Commander Heaven, Space Commander Wax. Space Commander Wax? Space Commander Wax!
Episode JJJ, JJJ.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had a typical weekend on that mediocre planet Average 2.65. The Trivial Trio had ridden in an elevator...
Oh, geez, Stupid Larry. A box that goes up and down. Oh, what a great ride, huh?
It's an elevator, Space Commander.
Boy, is it ever scary. And listen to that wild music.
Yeah.
Then the terrific triplets had enjoyed a typical average lunch.
Glorf, don't not play with your food.
Space Commander Wax, do I have to keep tossing my salad?
Of course, Stupid Larry. And see if you can put more of a spiral on that roast beef. Oh, good throw, Stupid Larry.
Just a typical lunch, folks.
Space buddies, always throw a balanced meal, including all four food groups. White stuff, red stuff, green stuff, and that other stuff. Remember, there are greens on Glong without any food at all to throw. Or arms, either, I guess. But...
Following a brief rest for personal hygiene, including use of an effective decay preventive dentifrice, our Tango Triad enjoyed a walk in an average park.
Ooh, look at the bird, Space Commander Wax.
Got him! Oh, good work, Stupid Larry. He nearly chirped at me, the little...
Well, devil. At least the laser blast missed the flowers, which are, of course, that which we should all stop and smell.
Flowers? Glorf, sick him, boy, or whatever. Get him! Oh, boy, what a nice bark, huh, Stupid Larry?
Sometimes I could just scream. Yowie!
Never do that again, Stupid Larry. You scared that squirrel away before I could get a bead on him. Now pick up my beads, Stupid Larry.
Right, Space Commander Wax.
Immediately after arrest, conviction, and a severe scolding from Queen Vicky.
No!
Ooh.
No!
E.
No!
Ouch!
Bad!
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 Gee.
Suddenly, the theme from The Greatest American Hero played inexplicably, and then was trampled by a cattle stampede. And then...
But I don't want to jump, Space Commander Wack.
Okay, Stupid Larry. I understand. I'll push you.
But the... Typical.
Yes, a typical day on an average planet. Nothing exceptional, just ordinary, mundane, day-to-day events.
Stupid Larry,
Yes, Space Commander Wack?
Why is, this lizard eating me?
Cause it's lunchtime.
Oh!
Tune in again on your next average day for a typically predictable space thing with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
But, wait a minute, I'm back. Why am I here? Haven't I been eaten by a lizard?
It's hard to say, Space Commander Wack.
What do you mean it's hard to say, Stupid Larry?
I mean I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know, Stupid Larry?
Beyond my comprehension.
What do you mean it's beyond your comprehension?
It's 16 minutes after 11 o'clock on the 25th of November. I've been here since 8:30 in the morning. This is episode KKK, KKK.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were facing another crisis on some planet with an unlikely name that probably involved a pun.
I say something stupid, but blustery, right?
And
here.
I comment on it.
And then, see, I completely misunderstand your comment and say something dumb but self-serving. Hopefully it's funny.
So I get exasperated and try to point out to you that you misunderstood my previous comment.
But it does no good.
All right.
And then, about here, I address the space buddies. Camouflaged within some aphorism, I ask them to send me something of value, usually packaged in something absurd such as an armadillo.
As you finish, then I come running up announcing some change in the plot, usually a catastrophe.
So I...
Right around here, I interrupt and ask for a raise.
But I turn you down.
And I have to remind you that we're about to be killed or the Earth destroyed or something.
Ooh, you might also make mention of Glorf there with some allusion to his deceasedness, you know?
Yeah, but never in a morbid way.
Oh, of course not. Meanwhile, I go hide and tell you to solve whatever problem is plaguing us.
And just as I'm about to solve it...
I bungle it completely more often than not, causing the destruction of some innocent planet.
Theme music as I announce the end of the episode.
Ad lib now, huh, Superman?
Yes, fade out.
Yeah, here we go. We're fading now. And out. Okay. Well, Stupid Larry, that was a good one. I saved the universe again.
Right. You may have saved the universe, but you lost the cosmogony.
I never use makeup anyway. I'm too handsome and dashing
no,
for that.
No, Space Commander Wack, cosmogony is a system of thought on the origin of the universe and what makes it tick.
What? It's ticking? I have many enemies, Stupid Larry. One of them may have sent me a bomb universe.
But
search
that
it.
Would make you the reason all things exist.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. I'm not the reason all things exist. I'm only the reason valuable things exist. Find all of Mommy's valuable things now, crazy glue them to an armadillo, and mail that crazy armadillo to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! We've been surrounded by evil talking wallpaper from the planet Cogito Ergo Sum. We're doomed!
Talking wallpaper? Why that?
Hey, Wack! Don't let yourself get doomed too much until I get the raise you promised me!
That wallpaper does talk, Stupid Larry, and is it obnoxious?
That wasn't wallpaper, Space Commander Wack. That was yours, Ignard. Oh. The talking evil wallpaper is all around us, and it's fuzzy.
What? Stupid Larry, that's too tacky for me. I'm going to hide now behind this velvet matador. You handle the wallpaper.
Oh, no, Glorf. What'll we do? Oh, yeah, you'll do whatever I make you do, you being dead and all. Wait, that's it? Fight wallpaper with wallpaper. Hold still, Glorf, while I flatten you out and roll you up. There, that'll do it. We'll be saved if only we can avoid mention
Look, Stupid Larry, I found some cheesecloth.
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. That was the one thing that would cause the Earth to blow up.
Cheesecloth?
Tune in again next time for another daring space... space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
I mean, come on, Super Larry. Cheesecloth?
Look, we got in 2 episodes here for the price of 1.
But cheesecloth. 2 episodes?
Episode LLL.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorfin Dead Martian Dog had been preparing for the approaching big holiday by decking Glorfin with boughs of dead Martian holly.
How many days till Christmas, Stupid Larry? You don't have much time to save up for my present, do you?
Don't worry, Space Commander Wack. The only thing that could keep me from giving you the biggest, best present in the universe is if there was no universe.
Trying to squirm out of it, huh, Stupid Larry? Where's your Christmas spirit?
Oh, gosh, Space Commander Wack, I'm speechless.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Don't be speechless. Shut up while I'm talking to you. Get the true spirit of Christmas. Be kind to others. Don't think of yourself. Remember, it's a time for joy, for peace, for giving. Have a Merry Christmas, little space buddies.
Oh, Space Commander Wack, that was beautiful.
Well, where's my present, you little spitball? Give me.
Space Commander Wack, look, before you scout me sideways, the Quarkocene Universe Existence Meter is acting weird. Look.
Be more specific, Stupid Larry.
Observe with your eyes. The Quarkocene
No, Stupid Larry. That's not what I want you to be more specific about. I want you to be more specific about scalping you sideways. How do you do that? Sounds sort of good.
Space Commander Wack, the universe is disappearing.
Well, then give me my Christmas present quick, Stupid Larry.
This will ruin Christmas for lots of space buddies.
You're going to ruin it for me if you don't cough it up, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack, only you can save Christmas. Only you, the champion of right, the essence of goodness, can save the universe.
Well, okay, but it's going to cost. Goodness ain't cheap.
Where's Space calculator? Commander Wack, doesn't the love and adulation of the space buddies mean anything?
I'll give you an
estimate. Can any amount of money be worth more than the joy in the eyes of one child Christmas morning? please stop laughing, Space
naive.
Commander Wack. Please stop rolling on the floor. Oh no, Glorf! Look, Space Commander Wack bumped his head into you. He's out cold.
Space Commander Wack.
Oh, what?
Tis I. No. Tis me. No, tis I. Sister Halloween. No, me.
Stupid Larry, is that you? Bubbles?
Father Christmas. Yes, that's it. No, not me. No, I'm Father Christmas.
Yurzik, this isn't funny, Narge.
Why? Am I here? No. Yeah. Oh no. Sure. Of course. Space Commander Wack. Please save Christmas. Get up. Do it. A universe without Christmas is a universe without December 25th.
Oh, I never looked at it that way before.
So you didn't. It seems so obvious.
It's stupid. That's what. Get out of here. You're stupid. Get out. Stupid.
Right, Space Commander Wack. I'm stupid, Larry. You're awake. We're saved.
Or not.
Well, you were out. I discovered what's destroying the universe and ruining Christmas.
I'm not interested.
Very polite, but evil chomp monster.
Why, let him.
Well, here they are, Space Commander Wack.
Excuse me, Tom. What are you doing?
Space Commander Wack. Stop him.
No.
But Space
Tom, goodbye, Tom.
Well, I'll see you, chomp monster.
Tune in again next time, Wack.
Episode MMMMMM.
Space Commander Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had barely escaped capture at the hands of the bloodthirsty hordes of Sally the Wicked 9-year-old megalomaniacal equal opportunity conqueror of several dumpy little planets out where nobody cares about bloodthirsty hordes anyway. Anyway, our 3 horned heroes fled in the face of this fanatic frontal onslaught until they reached the safety of the fortress of
us close, Space Commander Wack. Those hordes are really bloodthirsty.
I'll say they're thirsty. We must have gone through five kegs, and you see that pretzel bilge.
Oh. Glorf, what is it, boy? Or whatever.
Huh?
Space Commander Wack, I think Glorf wants us to follow him.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry Wally Cox. Just look at your stupid script, stupid.
Oh, okay. Space Commander Wack?
What?
I'm looking at my script now for some reason.
Well, of course you're looking at your script, Stupid Larry. I understand.
Space Commander Wack, Glorf wants us to follow him.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry Alexander Haig.
Here we go again.
I'm looking at
my script.
Do you see the word lassie anywhere on there?
Yes, right here.
Oh, let me see. Now do you see lassie?
Yeah, right here. And here. And, oh, here's this 8x10 lassie.
Now? Well? Stupid Larry, why aren't you talking?
You ripped up my script.
No one call yo Stoop Stoop. Gee, I got part of my script, too.
Commander Wack, I suggest a solution, but I don't have a script, so I can only interject an occasional cliché. Tennis, anyone?
One more thought out of you, Glorf, and I'll have you crushed by a forklift, because, well, that's just the kind of guy I am, I guess.
Have a nice day.
That does it. Okay, bring in the forklift. Come on. Crush Glorf now. Thanks, buddy.
You bet, Nick.
Oh, you can talk. Talk to me. I've been so lonely since Stupid Larry was reduced.
Thanks and hello again, everybody. Hey, holy mackerel.
To cliches, and Glorf was crushed.
You bet, Nick.
Who are you, anyway?
Sally.
Sally, the wicked, Sally. Megalomaniacal, equal opportunity conqueror, etc., etc.?
You bet, Nick.
Now, wait a second. Sally, let's talk this over. Have a dinner, drink, dance.
It's time for more Fresh Wack and Warthog Adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
No doubt about it, Subular. I gotta talk to Central Casting. I mean, Sally. I mean, the guy didn't even sound like
Not
Sally.
Not the size of the dog in the fight, Space Commander Wack.
Well, you sure didn't give me a good line. Listen, buddy, I could have been good.
Tomorrow,
I was great. I got
tomorrow,
this one. That I could,
and tomorrow.
Episode NNNNNN.
Last time, you remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, and Katharine Hepburn had been signed to a 3-picture deal with... Wait a minute. Katharine Hepburn with Wack? Hey, you've gone too far this time, Wack. Katharine Hepburn!
Well, Goldie Hawn was busy.
Listen, Wack, how much do you think I can take, huh?
A cut in salary, $72.50 a week?
She's my favorite star, and I won't stand by while you cheapen her image, using her for a cheap publicity stunt.
Cheap? $50 is cheap?
Ooh, is Katharine Hepburn really going to be on this episode, Space Commander Wack?
Have I ever lied to you, Stupid Larry? Okay.
Stop here. Hey, Wack, come on. For once in your miserable life, tell the truth, huh?
Let me go, Drake.
Okay, Narge, my middle name is Francis.
Okay, Wack, if Katharine Hepburn is in this adventure, where is she, huh? Hey, where is she, Wack? Wack? Where is she if she's supposed to be here?
Where is she? Good question. Well, she only has a couple of lines at the end of the episode, and it's not the end yet, so, she'll be here. She will.
Yeah, sure she will. Sure she'll be here, but I won't, Wack. I'm not going to be part of this trick to get people to listen, huh? I'm leaving.
Yeah? Well, I don't need you. Stupid Larry can be the announcer. Right, Stupid Larry? Stupid Larry, where are you going? Stupid Larry. Okay, well, who needs any of you? Me and Glorf here and Katie can do it all. Glorf, a big boy or whatever. Okay, then. Just me and Katharine Hepburn. She'll be here. She'll be here. Everyone's left. Gee, sure is lonely here. All alone. Lonely. Sort of scary. I think I'll go embezzle something. Yes, that's it. That'll make me feel better. Oh.
Hello? Hello? The calla lilies are in bloom. Is there anyone here? It's me, Katharine Hepburn. Is someone here? Where's my $50? Is anyone going to do something for the poor dead dog in the hall? Nudge, you spare the rod, you'll spoil those boys. Henry! Fonda's waiting for me down on the pond. Henry!
Tim! Oh, no! Stupid Larry, Tim's lost! Find Tim, quick!
Who's
Where's Tim?
Tim?
Tim!
Tim who?
Tim.
What? I'll look for him, but who is he?
Narge, who's Tim?
I don't know!
You own O, why not?
A hoot kennel!
A hoot kennel? Where? That could be worth millions!
Space Commander Wack, I think you're that Narge is trying to say he's had root canal work.
Oh, moonlighting, huh, Narge? Working on the root canal, huh,
no,
Narge?
No, Space Commander Wack, root canal is very painful dental work. Yurzik is having a hard time talking.
Well, that's normal.
Well, yeah, sure, that's normal.
It is not!
He's having real physical pain, Space Commander Wack. Go easy on him.
Real pain, huh? Okay, from the top, the whole thing, and Yurzik...
Arch!
One mistake, and you chew marbles.
Oggy off!
I am too. Now, come on, from the top.
Last time over, a Space Colonel Wax, Space Colonel Stupid Barry, and Dwarf the Dead Russian Dog, a bit Hurl Club Rap Norton's Langer, and Bliss and Dice Clapender Sing.
Sure, what?
Oh, gosh,
Oh, yeah.
I'll grab it before it breaks.
Okay, Stupid Larry. Then pump up the couple frame.
Well, sure, Space Commander Wack, whatever you say.
Is the episode over yet?
No, Space Commander Wack. Duck!
Get him, Stupid Larry!
Right, Space Commander Wack.
What's going on?
I ripped him off, Flint Noob Girl!
Marbles, that does it.
Yeah, Bubbles is here. Yeah, where am I? Hello?
No, not Bubbles. Marbles. I lost my marbles, Stupid Larry. How can I make Yurzik eat marbles if I can't find my marbles?
Oh, here they are.
Not gerbils. Marbles.
Oh, these.
No, not a traffic jam. Marbles.
You mean these here.
Those are chickens, Stupid Larry. I want marbles.
Here.
Not the angels. Marbles!
Why didn't you say so? Here, cat!
Stupid Larry! I want marbles! Not this Mordo Death Destructo Wiper Outer Mega Boom Bomb! Uh-oh!
Hey, wow! That eased my pain! Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, I've counted the casualties, Space Commander Wack.
You do remember Mofif?
Sir, I remember your teeth, those little white things about, yay big, their whole bunch
Blue
of them.
Blue Flumskull!
My numbskull? No, I don't recall having a numbskull.
My God,
no,
no,
no, no.
Episode PPP, PPP.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Russian Dog were forced to eat a tractor. Then, against their will, they had to stand on their heads for 2 days on the edge of a cliff. Finally, they were made to put their heads down and run into each other full force.
Stupid Larry, ow!
What, Space Commander Wax?
Stupid Larry, just who exactly is making us do all this nasty stuff? Oh!
Gosh, Space Commander Wack, I don't know.
Oh, well, there must be someone.
Now hold it, Space Commander
Stupid Larry, Wack. Keep going. Just think what they'll do to us if we stop this.
Do you hear what I hear?
Space Commander Wack, don't ever come back or I'll make you sit on tack.
What?
Space Commander Wack, if you change your name to Jack, I'll put you on the rack.
My Space gosh, Stupid Larry, a huge evil bird. We'd better do whatever it says.
That's no huge bird, Space Commander Wack. That's our announcer.
Stupid Larry, our announcer's yours, Ignarge, Prince of the Scrungemen. I would never hire a mean, huge, ugly bird for an announcer.
Here, Space Commander Wack. You sit down. I'll explain it to you, okay?
Okay, Stu. You're not going to hit me or anything, are you?
I wouldn't hit you. You're my hero. I'd rather you hit...
Ow!
You'd rather I hit you, right?
Right, Space Commander. Oh.
So now you should be happy, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm ecstatic.
So you're ecstatic, huh? How can you be so smug when there's a giant crazed bird making us do things that make me say things like, ow, that's smart, etc.
I told you, Space Commander Weck, that's your Zicknard, Prince of the Scrunge Man.
Tonight's the night when everything's hushed. Space Commander Weck gets crushed. Down to do do do
he. I can hear his evil song even now.
You mean it's not an evil bird that made us eat the tractor?
Nope.
Or stand on our heads?
Nope.
Or butt heads?
Nope.
It was Yerzik Narge, our announcer?
Nope. I mean, yes, yes.
Well, how could he make us do all that stuff?
Well, hey, he couldn't. He just said we did it. We didn't really do any of that stuff.
Then why does my head hurt?
Because you're stupid.
Am I stupid, Stupid Larry?
No, he just said you're stupid.
Oh, duh.
Of course, on the other hand.
Other hand?
Ow!
Yeah, I got another hand. And another hand.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wax.
And this hand.
No, you don't have any more hands.
How many hands do I have? What's...